she went last Wednesday morning for a friend's wedding in Johannesburg and was actually due to leave South Africa today. And her flight was cancelled on Thursday with Air France. And she booked a second flight with another airline and going via Istanbul, due to come back on Thursday. And then yesterday that was cancelled. So yeah, the travel ban across Europe is really impacting her. And so her 5-day trip is at the moment a bit indefinite.
I mean, is she okay over there? I mean, she was over traveling there for a wedding, so she's with people. But I'm just thinking, you know, if she didn't have that, how would, or she didn't have access to money or whatever, is there any support being offered over there?
No. Fortunately, she traveled on her own, but fortunately, she's staying with the bride and groom in the groom's family home. So she's in a bubble. She's absolutely fine. She doesn't have the worry of hotel bills or being thrown out on the street. But no, there's no supports. I mean, she took this trip on her own and, you know, didn't realize that she'd be caught up in this. But she did spend extra money on another flight that was subsequently cancelled. But she will get her money back, but whenever, it won't be today or tomorrow.
And what kind of support is she getting from the Irish Embassy or any contacts that have been made with politicians here?
So when she got notified that her flight was cancelled, her first outreach was not to me. It was to the Irish Embassy in Pretoria and seeking consular help. And their advice to her was book another flight. There are lots of commercial flights available, but keep in touch with us. Then she reached out to me and said, don't be cross, but I need your help. Mm. And of course, you know, mother kicks in and tries to help her from here. I did outreach to the Department of Foreign Affairs and to Minister Coveney and, you know, give her all her details, CC'd her and said, is there any consular help? Now, I kind of thought that the Turkish Airlines flight would be cancelled, and that did happen. So the other route, the embassy did say to her on Sunday, please continue to keep buying other flights. But it feels like something that maybe is, I don't know if it's good advice. That is the advice currently. But we know that flights out of South Africa are, you can buy them, but they are being cancelled 2 days from departure.
I'll be honest, that advice is akin to reboot the router kind of advice. You know what I mean? It's stuff that, yeah, of course, we're going to try and get out, but is it going to achieve anything? Because we, in terms of travelling to another country and then onward travelling connections, like, is there a clear pathway home if flights aren't booked? Do you know what I mean? Because you couldn't fly into, could you fly into Britain, for example, or would you have to quarantine before you could fly on to somewhere else, like, or fly home, if you know what I mean? Like, it's not very, very clear, is it?
No, so there aren't any direct flights, and the UK did close their borders to South Africa, I think on Thursday or Friday. Now, somebody did tweet me just before I came on, Greg, yeah, and they said that the Scarlets rugby team in Northern Ireland got home, and they got in via the UK this morning, and they're now transiting to Belfast, obviously to quarantine. So I don't know where they came through. There are commercial flights via Ethiopia. But Minister Simon Coveney was on national news mid last week, saying that Irish consular staff in Ethiopia mm-hmm. were asked to leave immediately because of the motion that Ireland put down at the Security Council. And so diplomatic relations aren't there. So my advice to Sophie was, I'd rather if you didn't go via Ethiopia, because so that's the route now is via Ethiopia. But I'm a bit anxious to tell her to do that and send her off on her own, and she'd be going on her own.
Yeah, of course. I agree with you 100% now. She's a big girl, don't get me wrong. Like, she's mid-20s and all, but, I know I wouldn't be advising my sons to fly into a country with, not Ethiopia, it doesn't matter where it is, the level of unknown, because at least you know and she knows where she's at and she's got a roof over her head. To expect someone to be travelling on their own to God knows where, I don't know, it doesn't seem like a solution to me. It seems like something that could end up being more problematic.
Yeah, I mean, Minister Eamon Ryan was quoted in the media yesterday saying that there are 142 Irish citizens currently in South Africa who are there for reasons of business or holidays or weddings or funerals or whatever. And he did commit to not leaving them stranded there. Hopefully today's Monday, people are back at work, normal business resumes. Maybe there'll be some more information. But yeah, we're still in limbo. I've just told her to sit tight.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, firstly, fair play to the excellent scientists in South Africa, you know, given their background and working on the likes of TB and HIV and what have you. A junior scientist spotted this. They tried to get the message out. It's clear that it's everywhere in the world already, because everywhere they look for it, it's there. And what did the EU do and what did Britain do? But punish them for it, shut them out, which is literally at odds with what was agreed at the recent G7 conference, I think. You know, what other country would now seemingly do the right thing and alert people to new variants if this is the type of treatment you get? You know, not to mention all the people like Sophie, who are affected by this as well. No consideration at all. It's pull up the drawbridge, and if you're on the other side of the moat, well, so be it.
Yeah, I completely agree. It feels like they've punished South Africa and other countries there on the back of their transparency. They've got excellent genome sequencing. We know they're one of the best in the world. They were straight out. And, you know, it's that line from Mike Ryan and the World Health Organization: nobody is safe until the world is safe, until the world is vaccinated. And I think 24% of people in South Africa are vaccinated. And, you know, we're at over 90% here. And mutations are inevitable when not everybody is vaccinated. And I guess the one lesson, I always try and take a lesson from a crap situation, and I think the lesson here is travel is still very precarious. Yeah, and yeah, you go at your own risk.